90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. 2 minutes past 10 now. And for the next couple of hours, we'll be picking up the old vinyl. It's old school vinyl with the old professor. And that would be me, Professor Mark Simonson. First, let's take a look at our Wony Weekly update. You know, America will be turning 250 next year with the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The celebration of the semi-quincentennial is in tap and will be held in communities across the nation. Semi-quincentennial, yes, your word of the day. Oneonta's no exception to it, and a committee has been hard at work with planning events so far. So, find out what's in store at a meeting tomorrow at 6:30 in the upper conference room at Huntington Memorial Library. Milne Library and the Music Department are thrilled to present Dr. Adam Kent of the Music Department as the featured artist for the debut performance this afternoon at 5 in the new Alden Room Concert Series. So come for an inspiring evening of live music in the intimate setting of the Alden Room. That's the top floor. It's free. It's open to the public. And as if this semester isn't flying by at breakneck speed, my goodness, it's week 10 already. Here's a wake-up call. 200 days until graduation. Ooh. So join class council this afternoon from 1 to 3 in the Hunt Union International Lounge for a fun fall celebration as we paint pumpkins, mark 200 days until graduation. Come unwind, get creative, and connect with your classmates. All materials will be provided for you, so there. Let's take a look at our forecast today. 12 News Binghamton, their meteorology team, says we'll see some sunshine today with a high about 54. It'll be clear tonight, a low 31. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 58, low 38. Looks like rain in store for Thursday and Friday. Maybe a few showers on Saturday. Highs in the low to mid-50s each day. Upper 30s each night. So it's old school vinyl. I'm the old professor, and the theme of this week is the last week of Rocktober. Where'd it go? My goodness. I'm in a 1982 mood today. We'll get into that. And we'll also look into campus and local history in 1950 and 1975. And Halloweenish stuff. Halloweenish. Next hour. Right. Stick around. It's old school vinyl. Old Professor, 90.9, WONY, keep it locked. We'll be right back. 90.9 WONY. With old school vinyl and the old professor at 22 past 10 now. Good morning to you. Breaking out the vinyl, the LPs from the 70s. We're Pablo Cruz in there. And Sailing to Paradise. Seals and Crofts brought us Breaking In a Brand New Love. We heard the Doobie Brothers and 8th Avenue Shuffle. And starting us out was Toto. And I'll Supply the Love. An old school vinyl. It's the Prof. Here till noon today. And you know, as the environmental and economic forces show us the benefits of reducing waste, the Otsego Reuse Center focuses on the reuse of building materials, furniture, housewares, decor, kitchen appliances, and more. And they even take vinyl records. Right. Reuse Center, it's a project of ARC Otsego, provides affordable, gently used materials to the general public while keeping materials out of the waste stream. You can donate items for reuse. I've got plenty in a pile sent to go down there to benefit ARC Otsego. Stuff I don't use anymore, trying to downsize a little. And we offer an enjoyable shopping experience for customers. The Reuse Center is in the 6th Ward, 23 Duane Street. And think of at the end of the next semester, in the spring, when you prepare to leave for summer break. Find out more by visiting arcotsego.org. That's ARCOTSEGO.org. That is a public service message from 90.9 WONY. Well, we're off to a good start today. Geez, we've heard Professor Paquette. We've heard the Hour of Power just a little while ago. I'm with you until noon today. Old school vinyl. Johnny G, he'll be in at noon. Playing the Jukebox Journey. Lucas's Lit Tunes is coming up later this afternoon. So is LFM. And, of course, the Medleys, Mixes, and Matty B. That's a 6 tonight. And tonight at 9, it's Lawson's Folk Fest. Good real estate to look forward to all day today, musically. So stick around. Got you covered. I'm in a 1982 mood. 1970. That was last week. 1979 mood today. Brought in some stacks of 45s. Still in good condition. I took good care of them. Didn't throw them around like frisbees, you know? 1979. Let's continue. Old school vinyl, the old professor. 90.9. WONY. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
90.9 WONY. At 10:43, a good morning to you. It's old school vinyl with Da Prof. And in this last set, 1979. I'm in that mood today. A lot of summertime stuff. A lot of these songs were kind of on the cusp of when new age music came in. And disco was horrible. Oh, yeah. Well, I heard Sniffing the Tears, not necessarily disco. Driver's Seat. Roxy Music had Dance Away. We heard Bram Tchaikovsky. Girl of My Dreams. And a couple of dancey songs there, the disco era. Patrick Hernandez, Born to Be Alive, Born to Be Alive. Bonnie Pointer started us out. Heaven Must Have Sent You. On old school vinyl, we're about this time of the hour, we kind of look back a little bit, see what was going on, the culture of the SUNY Oneonta campus and what was going on around town at the time. 1950 we go back to here. And this is, we're coming up on Halloween, of course, a little bit later in the week, and the Oneonta Junior Chamber of Commerce is attempting to interest students to change their Halloween attitudes. How you say? Well, instead of just marking up windows in some disorderly fashion, Halloween pranksters will be allowed to draw pictures on the huge plate glass windows downtown. On Berzies, maybe. Oh, how about that? That'd be fun. Well, as Phyllis Kerrigan is told by the State Times, she was a senior. She won first prize in the college group of her window painting. The picture portrayed was an old witch stomping angrily at two little ghosts who had stolen her broom and sat with it on the moon. Congrats, Phyllis. Good work. Human ecology students, they used to be called home ec students, and on November 17th, they'll be going to Simplicity Pattern Company. They journeyed to Walton to take a look at the Kaiser Knitting Mill over in the village in Delaware County. They don't do that anymore, do they? I don't think so. I want to see the knitting mill. How about this? You want a chance to express yourself in every conceivable way, speaking, writing, and dramatizing. The class in radio production is a good place to be. They offered it that semester. This was 1950. And some of the productions got on the air. WDOS, a former radio station, will feature these half-hour programs on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. How about that? Got on the radio. Taught a course in audio production long ago. Kind of the radio thing. Here, I'm doing this again now. And I don't know about you, but I just don't think this idea would go over in the 21st century. Sunday, November 5th, the freshman faculty visitations will begin. Each freshman was given the opportunity to choose a faculty member at State or Bugby whose home they wish to visit. Do you think that would happen nowadays? I didn't think so. Faculty members received a list of names of students who expressed desire to visit them. They got invitations to their homes. And probably had tea or something. I don't know. But that was some of the things that were going on. Our local life and times on the SUNY Oneonta campus. Fall of 1950. We'll take a look at 1975 next hour. That's good themes coming up too, but we'll continue now with old school vinyl. For the old professor, 90.9 WONY. You keep it locked.
just like you do. Unless you give her all the loving she wants, don't make the mistake of thinking old-fashioned. Times have changed from yesterday. By the women of today. So when you think you're fooling her, she just might be fooling you. Remember, if you can do it, she can too. Because a woman needs a love just like you do. Hey, don't kid yourself into thinking that she don't. She can fool around just like you. The loving she wants. When her eyes are begging for affection, don't put her off, don't make her wait. And don't try to give her that worn out excuse about being tired and working late. I tell you, one day you'll come home early from work. Your feelings hurt because she needs it. Yeah, just like you do. A woman's got to have it. Whoa, yeah, just like you. And if you're smart, just like you, better stop you fooling around. Yeah, cause she will too. And be sure she won't give her that love.
Just like you do.
That sweet, sweet love. She wants it just like you. Cause she can't fool around. I just know she will fool around. With you or without you. Just like you do. A woman needs love. Just like you do. Hey.
and we hear that crowd.